Hello, Cleon.
Hey, what's going on, Dennis?
Not much, man. How you been?
I'm doing all right. Just,
Working away.
Cadillac Escalade. I'm getting a 2010 S-Class Mercedes that only has 34,000 miles on it.
Damn, Bala.
That's, well, the people that had it only put like almost going on 7 years old. It only has 35,000. It was one owner, old couple that had it, and the seats look like nobody's ever sat in.
Yeah, so I was going to say, I bet it was an old couple, probably just drove to the grocery store and back every day.
Yeah, and a twin turbo. I didn't want to get anything, because that's the first year they came out with that particular body style. I mean, they had that body style, but they changed
what year is
the
it?
Front end.
I'll look it up right now, actually.
Yeah, 2010. 2007, they came out with the new body style. And then 2010, they came out with the front end with the LEDs. And, I mean, the same look, but they changed the front end up and the back end up to LED lights and stuff. So
what is it, a 2010 Mercedes what?
Mercedes S-Class. It's a
S550 or?
550.
Yeah.
And it has a twin turbos. And this one's all-wheel drive.
What color is it?
And black and tan.
Damn, that's
it
nice.
It has night vision in it.
Okay.
And my bank, I just got to talking to my bank, and guess my daughter, actually, believe it or not, my daughter and my nanny are going to be driving the car more than me or my wife. And I was looking at getting the older one, the old 07, but I was buying a limited production one.
I think that's what my dad has. My dad has a 06 or 07 Mercedes. I think that's an S-Class, too.
Yeah, and it's Saks Fifth Avenue. Seats look brand new in that one, too. And it has 105,000 miles on it. And I've been calling around because I like buying stuff with a warranty or extended warranty. And on the 07, they said, I called around some of the places that I have extended warranties on my F-350 and stuff, and said, no, we can't do that. It's too high end. And I called some other places, and they said they couldn't do it. So I'm kind of like, nope, can't buy it, because if some shocks go out, I mean, that's with labor and everything, you're looking at $1,500 for one shock.
Most cars, anything, brakes, shocks, everything is crazy expensive.
Yeah. So now, you know, and then my payment's going to be for 48 months, 470, I mean, almost 500. And then for $125 more a year, I mean, per month, I'm paying, I get a 3-year warranty. It's 3 years newer. And instead of having 105,000 miles, it has 34,000 miles on it. And it looks brand spanking new. And I get and it's all wheel drive, you know, and it has nighttime vision, which is pretty cool.
That is cool. Yeah, my one of my buddies, well, actually two of my buddies, just got new cars. Not brand new, but I forget what year. I think my friend, he got a 2012 BMW 750. It's really nice. And my other buddy got the Cadillac STS. I think it's a 2011. That one's nice. So it's white with the dark tinted windows, and it's got black rims on it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it's not the white, it's like pearl white or something like that. It looks really sharp, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I drove that the other day, and that's got the twin turbo on it. It's just insane. Really? It's like 600 horsepower or something crazy like that.
Yeah, so, well, you know what I'm talking about, Dan. Shoot, I'm just, I just got to catch up. I told my wife that, I was going to buy that one. The only reason why I'm buying the S-Class is because I'm getting rid of the Suburban. And if we go out of town, you know, with my family, we'll probably drive that instead of putting miles on my wife's Panamera. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And have a little bit more room in it. And then also, I downsize because I don't have to take so many goddamn kids when my daughter said, oh, got room for 4 people. That's it. Not 8.
Anyway, yeah. I had a 2-seater for a while, and that was always nice because I was like, hey, I only got room for 2, man, so sorry.
yep. And other than, hey, let me get the owner. Hopefully, that now that I'm watching it, it definitely will rain. Yeah, so what's going on, man?
Not much. I was just checking back in. I think the last time we spoke, you said it'd be about 3 months before you actually were going to do anything. So I just made a note and
thought
I'd give you a call.
Thanks, man. What's up, man? I might. It counts on what's going on because we are going to remodel the place and stuff like that. So hold on. Let me talk to you for a second. I can talk to you. Let me pay this real quick. Hold on one sec.
Sure.
How you doing, man? Okay. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, man. All right. So, anyway. Yeah, so you guys give on the loans on remodeling or just furniture? Or what have you?
Well, for your remodeling, I'd recommend you do a, and I don't know if you still have any loans on the current location or not, but just do a loan on the current location and use those funds for the new one.
The reason why I'm saying that is because now that I'm getting my credit up and all this other kind of stuff that's been going on, I got a guy that is refinancing my house. And, you know, I don't mind maybe getting a loan through you guys, but I got to see apples and apples up. You know, he's the one that's refinancing my house, and he just approved me for that. He said, oh, yeah, I can get you a business loan. I have to start remodeling my place and buying new furniture in January. So I'm going to pre-buy everything, put it in storage, so I can just move everything over there or put it in my garage at my place so I ain't paying for storage, but then move everything into the salon. So remodeling, just signed the lease. Well, I'm going to sign the lease for 5 years if they agree upon everything and renewing that. So I'm trying to find out, like, he basically said because of the income that I have currently and all that, and I'm looking at getting a loan for maybe $300,000-$400,000.
Okay.
And he said, and then, he's financing my house. And he said, oh, no, we can do business loans, too. He goes, I already got all your information. He goes, let me finish refinance your house in the next 2 weeks. Once we do that, we'll turn around and talk to you about giving you a loan up to $300,000-$400,000. He goes, definitely $300,000. But, you know, if you need the $400,000, we can get it to you. So that's where I'm at right now. And 1 month payment. So, and then they, you know, so I'm kind of, I'll tell you straight up, some of it I told him, he goes, no, we're giving you a business loan slash with it. You do whatever you want with it. You know, if you need to consolidate some of your stuff or what have you and all that kind of stuff to consolidate, make one monthly paying, you can do that or whatever. But, he goes, you know, we'll tell you, you know, you got, he said I can get up to 72 months on the business loan at that amount.
Well, that's good. I'll jump all over that. I mean, what I could do, as far as the shorter term working capital loans that you did have, or do you still have those, or still
paying
on those?
That's what I'm geared to consolidate.
Okay.
I'm geared to consolidate those two with this loan. And my credit is going up because I got through some other stuff. So going through this house thing. So I'm consolidating right now, but I'm consolidating those, paying those off. And then it's actually by the time I do consolidate those and my loan payment is going to be a lot less and I got more money in my pocket now. So, because the payments on that, he said, is going to be like $4,600 a month. So I'm like, all right, I'm all over that. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah, no, I would jump all over that, too.
Okay.
Really, where we would probably be the best benefit for you is just doing an equipment financing agreement for the equipment. We could do used equipment, too, if you wanted to. You can do 5 years, it'd be one monthly payment.
5 years after that? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me look at the pricing of the equipment. Maybe I'll just do that stuff through you guys or what have you. Do me a favor. Give me a call in the next 2 weeks because I'm starting to look at equipment, what I want to get. I'm trying to match up the furniture, the equipment that I already have. I'm kind of getting it refurbished a little bit and just adding on to equipment that I currently have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I hear you. We don't really need any quotes for the equipment if you just have an ideal ballpark of what you're looking for.
Okay.
We can go that route. How far are the two locations going to be from each other?
I'm only have one location.
Oh, so it's the same location. Okay. So yeah, it's not going to be a startup business or anything like that.
No,
okay,
no.
Cool.
I'm just remodeling this one, cleaning it up, and doing all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, that's good, because if you were actually going to open up a new location, I'd recommend you do the loan on the new one and have the equipment shipped there and then just figure out a way to get it over to your new one somehow.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to charge you as a startup.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no. Same location. I'm just remodeling, knocking down walls, because I'm going to lease out all the stations in there. So I'm adding, because I have stations that are back-to-back, so two people on one station. So I'm buying four more. So that's eight. So I already got eight right now. So I'm looking at having 16 people.
Awesome. That'd be huge.
Yeah, so 16 people.
They did it for many years. I know all about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, if you want, give me a call back in 2 weeks or I'll call you. All right.
Okay, I'll shoot an email over to you as well. I have a new email address. It's my old one will still work, but
all right, okay.
See if you have any questions, but I can get an approval for you between now and then if you're looking for. As long as it's under $50,000, all I need is just the application and 3 months of business bank statements. Otherwise, okay. If you go above that, they might look for a little bit more. But I can sometimes go up all to $150,000 with just with the same low documentation. It's really up to you.
Okay. All right, and. And then I can talk to you more about, like, how long can you, because I'd rather pay it off earlier, but have it longer extent. So you can go up to 5 years, 60 months?
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
We can go higher sometimes, but those are for, you know,
usually, I'll figure 60 months.
$250,000 or something. So.
Okay. All right, well, keep me in mind on that, and I'll talk to you about that because, yeah, with that other one, I'm consolidating some of those debts I got and just consolidate instead of being, because it comes out 10 times cheaper than me doing a daily payment.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you can
and everything,
72 months
yeah.
of that, I do that all day long.
Yeah, that's yeah, so and they already told me so. Yeah, so and then like I said, I might not be able to have to get this if I'm going to get that up to 300,000. Even at the 300,000, that takes care of doing everything, the remodeling, the equipment, everything. So
okay.
I just got to see how everything's going to go. But I'll keep this in mind. All right, brother?
Yeah, sounds good. I know you're busy, but I wanted to say, do you have equity in your business property? You own the business property, or is it the your house that you're
using? No, I don't. My house I own, but not this property right here.
Okay, and how much equity will you have in the house after you do this, just out of curiosity?
Shit.
Because we have
much,
some.
Because
is
I
that
did
much? Okay.
80. We're doing, yeah, because right now the house got... What? That's weird. Hey, call me back in a minute. Let me check on something. They're talking about my truck. It's not starting.
Okay,
right.
No problem.
Give me a second.
Bye. Bye.